One second,
Blog
guys.
Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. It's a special afternoon edition here on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm very, very excited because, man, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world is on returning with us today, Miss Nadia E. of from the Dynamos. Dynamos. I can't even talk. I'm so excited,
it's
Nadia.
Jamie,
how are you?
Kind. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm so happy to be speaking with you again and be on your show. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Doing well. It's it hasn't got unbearably hot here in South Florida. You're out in L.A., so where the weather's always perfect, which you know I miss during the summer. Very, very
you know
nice.
What, though? We've
so
been having a little bit of rain lately. Sorry, go ahead. It's been interesting.
No, that's weird. Because it always makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Hopefully you haven't been out driving in it. That's the scary part in Southern California when it rains. Because people don't know how to drive in it. Don't just emails, people. It's very true. It's very true. It's very true. Yes, we... Believe me, every place has its issues. You know, I live in South Florida, land of the serial killers. Personally, I would like poor drivers in the rain as opposed to serial killers, but that's just me. I don't know why. Very, very weird.
Everyone has
you've been a busy lady.
Yeah.
You've been a very busy lady. The band's been busy. You guys have a couple new singles out. The big single, Stainless. What a video on that, Nadia. What a video. I love it.
Well, thank you for that. I love it too. It was fun. It was a really fun experience, honestly. So,
well, you know, the great thing I like about the Dynamos is everybody is just such a performer, you know, and such a professional, high level professional performer. Everybody just knows their stuff, and you can tell. And that's one of the reasons I like it. I mean, you hear it in the music, obviously, but when you see it played in the video as well, you're just blown away. You know, everyone's just brought their A game. That's good.
Yeah, it is. And well, we're really lucky that we have. Well, I'm lucky that I have those guys. You know, being as talented as they are, and as focused as they are on music, and the consistency and you know, we can repeat ourselves, which is hard to do sometimes, to repeat something mid in a creative moment, you know. But for some reason, I think maybe it's the rehearsals we have and things, you know, just the consistent rehearsals and really practicing a lot, but still being creative at the same time. So practicing that creativity over and over and over and over, you know. I'll sometimes want to do the same line of a song just over and over and over again for about an hour or longer even, you know, just to have consistency. So it's like I could do it in my sleep, you know, I could do it in a coma.
That,
and
that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. I wonder if that, now I remember from the last time you were on the show, we talked a little bit about this. How when you were a youngster, you moved out to California from New Jersey and whatnot, northeastern New Jersey, I should say. It's very important to make those distinctions when talking to people about Jersey. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you moved out and then you got into, you started pursuing training and whatnot in opera. And I wonder if that stylized practice and training molded your current, like, wherewithal for rehearsal and whatnot. Would you say?
I would say yes and no at the same time. Because I in terms of vocal technique, I had to let go of some of that classical training to do what I do now. But in terms of practice and and trying to find the vowel shapes and everything. You know, the vowel shapes are very important to try to enunciate and get the lyric out so that it's understood. You know, no mumbling, you know, got to have a nice round shape of the mouth, you know. I did not mean to make that sound like anything other, but that's the fact. So.
No, it's very
I apply what I was trained to do to what I do now, and also I had to let go of it. So, like I said in the beginning, the answer is yes and no at the same time for that.
That's awesome. I chuckle a little bit because I was reading in my show notes and whatnot, how the big rock act and album that kind of lit the light bulb for you a little bit was Nirvana's Bleached. And, you know, I can only think that you might have had some sort of internal monologue of, well, here's a guy that can mumble and he's making a pretty good living at it. I want to
I wanted to scream. That's what I really wanted to try to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to scream. I wanted to be in my chest voice. I didn't want to just be falsetto all the time because I'm a dramatic soprano when I do opera.
Right.
And and also it just is more fun to not have form or, you know.
Those range. Like, right.
To be proper is not as fun as to be improper, you know. And that's what I wanted.
There we go. We got to talk to your management. That needs to be on a button, right? That's a T-shirt phrase if I ever heard one. I like it. I'm going to put that on my wall.
Oh, the proper verse.
That's right.
Yeah, no, let's talk to management.
That's so true. That is so true. It's funny. That's funny. Very cool. Well, did you like answer an ad they have, or somebody just approached you and said, hey, why don't you try out for this band? Or did you show up and, you know, 300 people, women were trying out? Or what was the story like with that?
I was working with someone at the time, and she told me about this. And it was kind of perfect timing because I was still doing my lessons, but I was getting ready to leave classical music at that time. I really was so ready. And when I met this person, she told me, oh, they're looking for a singer in this band. And she introduced me to our creative director, Elliot Ornstein, and I just fit for, and I was looking for what he was offering. So it just kind of was, it was a very and I'll say it was luck, but it was a lot of hard work. It's like I had to look for it, you know. I didn't just sit and let it fall in my lap. I was seeking something, and finally, you know, that came about. So, but the luck came with this coincidence of her saying, "Hey, we got this person. Talk to him."
And
being
open to it.
And here we go.
Right. So you weren't sitting in a soda shop, you know, having a milkshake, and they discovered you and all. No, I'm kidding. That's the classic Hollywood
myth.
Don't
they do that to
models?
It never
happened. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, you know, you easily could model Nadia. You know, a very attractive woman, and you know, I also see on my show notes here that you do makeup artistry and fashion as well. Does not surprise me. My girlfriend Danny is a makeup artist, and man, I got to tell you, you would like our guest room, Nadia. You would like. We were supposed to have a guest room. It's a spa makeup room. Just from all the stuff she has.
A spa makeup room, really? Oh, I like
much,
that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I know.
That sounds great.
The other day I came home and she was just sitting in there looking at everything. And I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, just centering myself, just surveying all my stuff. I'm like, great. That's one of the things, you know, I just don't understand about women is, you know, if guys wore makeup, they would have like the basics. Yeah, women have to have, like, every possible. It's like shoes. You know, women always have to have a million shoes. What's the first thing they do when they come home? Take their shoes off.
I don't understand, but I'm not complaining because we all like them. And that's a good thing.
I was going to say, we look good in them, so there are no complaints.
That's right. No, not at all. Not at all. She's my girlfriend's also into this cosplay. She goes to these conventions and stuff like that. And a friend of mine the other day, I was at a party, and he asked me, he said, well, so what's that like? And I'm like, yeah, a bunch of gals dressing up like superheroes in my house. It's not a bad thing, let me tell you. My the internal 12-year-old in me is like, okay, won the lottery there. what can I do to help?
Right.
You know.
So,
oh,
have
that's
you guys ever
cool.
been to Comic-Con or anything like that?
I don't go to a lot of these things with them because I tell you what happens when I go to these, and this happened to me the last time I was in San Diego and I went to the Comic-Con. They'd always give us the free tickets for it. And I went, and a bunch of kids just kept coming up to me going, who are you dressed up as? And I'm like, I'm not dressed up as anybody. This is just the way I look.
Yeah.
And
you're dressed up as Jim Ross.
That's right. So, it doesn't work so much for me, but they tend to, and plus it's a lot of walking around and standing in line. And I just, I don't know. It's just not my thing. I'm an old man. I'm not very much fun. And the reality is when she goes...
Well, I beg to differ anyway, but that's fine.
Well, no, it's true. It's true. But when she goes to him, especially down here, she's kind of the star. She's kind of the party star. And I'm not. It's just, it's kind of... It's rough for my ego. Nobody knows who I am. They all know her.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So let me ask you, how long has it been since this lineup, including you joining the band, how long have you guys been playing? Because, it's really tight and it's really together. It hasn't been that long, has it?
Well, I've been say again?
I said it hasn't been that long, has it?
I mean, it has been to an extent, but for us as the band we are now, it's been a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So finally,
really?
Solidified every member, But the thing is, there's pre-production. We had to develop material and make it so that when we weren't going to just come out and have nothing. So it was important for us to build our repertoire, our arc, and have a nice archive and of material and things and pictures and content. It's very important to do that. So we were working on that, and that takes time. It really does. You wouldn't think it does, but it really does, unless you're doing it yourself, which I'm sure you're familiar, but it took time, but that's what we were doing.
Right.
And in terms of shows moving, we weren't just going to do that, come out and say, hey, here we are, blah, 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 and not have something to offer after a show,
Right,
so
right.
Doing shows is the phase after, and I firmly believe this, have something, build something, have your, it's like a savings account or something, you have to be able to offer something if you're going to show it off. And,
absolutely.
Having CDs and EP. Website, all those things,
building absolutely.
That
well, you guys
and
are
having it be
real good at that. You guys are real good at that, and I know that you have teams and various people doing different things, but I gotta tell you, you guys really have it. You guys could teach a learning annex class on something, on what to do, how to do it, because I see so many people not doing that. I talk to a lot of bands, especially a lot of younger bands, and they try to do everything themselves, and sometimes that isn't the smartest move. It's better to get the right people doing different things, just know your limitations as important as knowing what you're really good at and what you need to be focusing on. But you guys are all over social media, which is awesome. And we have a link, ladies and gentlemen, to Dynamo's website, which is a very, very cool website, one of my favorites, because it's so easily navigatable. It's dynamosmusic.com, for those who don't know. And, there's links to all the social media, and it's a good website. It's a very good website. I love it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, we wanted it to be easy for everybody, so.
Well, exactly. And it's very cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new 3-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.
Elvay Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
I am at the website now, and I'm currently on the events page. Now, you guys have... Well, it looks like you have a little show coming up here, right? The 19th?
Yes, at Deep Piazzas in Long Beach, California. So
nice,
9 p.m.
Nice. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. It'll be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. And we've
awesome.
Played there before, and I'm looking forward to doing it again, you know? So.
Well, I'm sure as part of the set, you're going to be playing the new single, which is Stainless. Now, I love this song. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I love the video so much, but it's a great track and really good video too. Tell us a little bit about making Stainless.
Well, Stainless, it was, first of all, it was a lot of fun, and it was very interesting to see the camera guy holding the handheld camera and like keeping so steady. I mean, that guy had his muscles for days. You know, he was very strong.
How do you shoot in the video, checking out the camera guy's muscles? You know, it's just a typical day.
I was impressed. I'm thinking that's heavy equipment, and here he is, just, you know, like doing
like
ballet around the stage, and just doing that. It was great, and the lighting, the whole experience. You know, we just wanted to have a really good classic, like, let's look at a rock show experience with Stainless,
mm-hmm.
video wise, you know, and I think we captured that. And thanks to, you know, again, Elliot Ornstein, our creative director, it had, he really was able to help all of us, you know, piece it together and orchestrate what we, the end result, you know, to get us to the end result. So it was good. It was really good.
Oh, fantastic. It's fantastic.
What? Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. No, finish your thought.
Oh, finish your thought, Nadia. To you now. Oh, wait.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay.
I apologize.
No,
I was
I'll take a number. Your turn.
I was going to say, well, no, because you go ahead first, because I was going to play the track for everybody. It's such a good track. I want people to hear it. But finish your thought first.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, ultimately, beyond the music video experience,
mm-hmm.
what the song is about, just so people are, if people are curious, it's basically about wanting something that you can't have, that you can't get your hands on, and just chasing that so hard, and just the hustle of chasing something that you want to have that you probably don't even need, but quite mm-hmm. get it yet. And it's and also it's based off of the story of Sid and Nancy too. So
yeah.
If you think about that kind of situation, I'm just doing the PG version of his explanation of the song. So yeah.
Well, that's
kind of put it lightly.
You know, we can all, I think that resonates with all of us. We've all been in that situation, maybe not to quite the extent of Sid and Nancy, or maybe so.
Right. For me, it's fried chicken. Big time. Yeah.
I'm with Nadia.
I think I
want
it.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well,
I want to have it.
You know. That's right. She wants to have it, baby. She wants to have it. Well, let's play the track. Here it is. This is Dynamos. This is Stainless. Knew it from them, and I love it. Check this out, everybody. There it was, folks. Dynamos Stainless.
What a track. What a track. Nadia, I love it. Fantastic track.
Well, thank you very much. I love it, too, you know.
Absolutely.
It'd be a shame if I didn't.
That's true. Well, you know, it's definitely gonna be a hit after you play it 50 million times. That'll be a good problem to have. The first time you were on, I remember the single you guys had out, the previous single was "Shake, Rattle, and Roll," and that's a fantastic track too. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys ever make a bad track and just say, "Well, that's terrible. We're not using that." No, I'm kidding. Of course you don't. It's Stainless, man. It just follows right along there, you know. Swinging for the bleachers. Mm-hmm. I like it. Now, with the writing process of the band, is it a collaborative effort, or do certain people take certain aspects of it and mold the idea into a song? How does that happen?
Well, this is how I put it. Our writing process it's like building a house. I think I mentioned this to you last time. I don't remember. But it's like building a house. We get our blueprint from our writer, Will Harlan, and we build on that. So we have at least the coordinates and the parameters, and I don't know. I'm such a geometry. It doesn't matter. I don't even know if it is. But we get a blueprint. We build on that. And, you know, the foundation's laid. We choose the kind of framing we want. We choose the kind of colors of the walls, and that's how we go about it. And it all needs to work with how we feel about what the song is about, how to express what our understanding of the lyrics of the song are to everyone else. And
gotcha.
It's beautiful. Working with Will Harlan, because he leaves it open for interpretation. There is no right or wrong with him in terms of
his lyrics
could mean one thing to somebody and another thing to somebody else. And it's just a matter of, okay, when I read this stuff, when I read what we have and I look at it and I hear the music and I work with the music, I'm thinking these emotions naturally just come to me. This is what I'm going to project. Whatever my natural emotional response is to the song and the words and the music, you know, entirely, is what I'm going to project. So that's how we do it. So we all have a part in a sense, if you will. We're allowed to emotionally express what we're given.
That's fantastic. That's cool. And there you go, folks. That's how you should do it. It's very true.
Yeah,
and you know, egos and stuff checked at the door. I tell you, there's so many times that I'll have a guest on, especially young bands and whatnot. And this has happened several times where I'll get an email from a PR person or even the band themselves, and they're like, "Yeah, we have an entirely new lineup," and I'm like, you know, talking to them beforehand, I'm like, "What happened?" And they're like, "Well," I'm like, "Oh, that's right. You're 22 years old." Gotcha. I knew everything then as well. Oh, man. Well, you know, you focus on what's important in getting your art, getting a good, product out there, a good piece of art out there. That's obviously, you guys do a real good job at that. And it's no surprise. Very, very cool. Now, do you, know you guys, your business model is releasing singles and whatnot, which I think is fantastic, especially in the current market. Everybody's kind of been trained, iPod trained, I call it. And it's very true.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, they buy singles, you know, they do. It's funny, old people like me, they go, "Well, when I was a kid, I liked an album because I'd get lost in the liner notes and the art."
The thing is
we didn't have the internet.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com. That's right.
Well,
there's nothing else to do.
Too, but there were, I maybe shouldn't even be saying that right now. But anyway, no, albums are very important. That's all I have to say. Case in point. I'll let
no,
you
they
finish.
Are. They are. But the thing is, yeah. And we didn't have Facebook either. We didn't have Facebook pictures or websites where you could go on the website and, hey, I can read all about Nadia. And, you know, I didn't know she designed jewelry. How about that, you know? Where before, all the information you got about a band was either interviews in magazines or, you know, from the albums themselves. So, of course, we all read that stuff. Now it's very cool. You guys are all over social media and whatnot and very open and everything with your likes and interests and all that. I think that's very cool. What do you think about like bands and social media? Is it just a necessary evil, or is it something you enjoy? Or, well, you kind of grew up with social media and cell phones and stuff, but I don't know. What are your thoughts, Nadia?
Well, first off, I think I was the last, my generation is the last generation that still got to experience the very beginning of caller ID on your landline. You know, it came out, I was born, and then soon after caller ID came out. So I didn't
prank
get
calls
a cell
are a thing of the past.
Oh,
how old were you?
I used to tease them a lot. How old was I when caller ID came out?
How old were you when
know.
You had a phone?
I was maybe about 14, 15. It was before even text messaging was a thing. It was like the tiny little singular wireless, you know, little tiny blue,
right.
You know, it was when people started getting phones mainstream, like right when it started, and, you know, and AOL didn't take as long to dial up anymore. And like early 2000s, very
so
early 2000s. So, And then you get like halfway through, and that's when the boom happened. You know, then the razor phones come out. But anyway, and then it all snowballed from there. Hence iPhone that I'm talking to you on right now. So,
right.
But in terms of yeah, I finally buckled. I was Android for a long time, and now I'm iPhone. You know, it just because everyone's on iPhone. It's the Google thing. You know the. You just gotta get with the times, and
absolutely,
you know, segue into social media. It is a very vital, important thing. I think it's actually one of the greatest things that have happened for reaching out to people, you know, since
I agree.
Before, you know, like you would have to seek things out. Now, I mean, everyone's on it. Everyone has a platform in social media. Everybody has a platform. This is how we connect now. I have my own personal feelings about social media in terms of non-connect, you know, like it could be a screen that we hide behind in a way, but I think it also allows us to have exposure and find things that we might not have found if it wasn't for social media. And there
Absolutely.
Are times where you aren't sure what you're looking for, but something comes across on social media and you're like, that's it. That's what I was seeking, you know? And in music and art and fashion and in politics, who knows, you know? Anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good platform, and I think it's very good for bands, and it allows people to feel connected to the band and the artists, you know? And artists are able to connect with them, and you feel like you have friends, like friends. You're friends. You're all friends. Really, it feels like that. If we get a message or something, I feel like, wow, I feel very happy about that. Like, it's a warm feeling when a message comes our way.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
From somebody we don't know. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it gives you a little push as an artist when people dig your stuff. They dig what you're doing. And you know, and they buy the T-shirt or whatever, you know what I mean, or an MP3. For me, it makes me feel real good. You know, I'm like, well, I'm not beating my head against the wall. I guess something's working here. That's a good thing. Let me ask you this. Well, you know, it's interesting to further what you were saying. I was hanging out with some people. This was a couple weeks ago when all of the sever of Facebook was going on. You know, we live in such a 24-hour news cycle, but everybody was up in arms, you know, and they're like, oh, well, I'm going to quit Facebook. And I'm like, well, you're not making creative, you know, content then, because that's how that's how I'm making money. I don't know about anybody else, but you need that. It's very easy to say, oh, I don't want to use social media, but man, I'd be dead in the water without it. Let me ask you, were you since you let the cat out of the bag with your phone history there, Nadia, were you a MySpace girl or was Facebook the first one you got into?
I had MySpace. I was one of, honestly, I was slow coming to all of the social media because me, computers, technology, it's not my strong suit. But I was one of the last of all my friends to have MySpace, and then I was one of the last of all my friends to get a Facebook. And honestly, it's a great way for me to get information and stay connected to friends that I have a few friends out of the country that live in different countries and stuff. But I was, it took me a little time. But the nice thing about MySpace too is that it got to a point where you could choose your background wall, you know, and then you could have a song pop up when you open the person's page. And I think I had New Slang by The Shins play when you opened up on my face.
Nice.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
so, and I had
to
I've
been to MySpace, man. I liked it. I liked it all. I didn't think Facebook was going to take off. I'm like, Facebook? Schmacebook? I'm staying with MySpace.
Right.
Yeah.
When I first saw it, I felt kind of the same. I'm like, that's weird. I don't get it, you know, but whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. The great thing about social media, and you know, nobody ever says it, is you know, you can look at who all your old girlfriends are dating and how horrible they are. No, I'm kidding. Nobody ever does that on social media.
Never, ever, ever.
Never, never. That's funny. I'd say the weird thing about social media and someone of my age, which is interesting because everybody I went to high school with is now, of course, on Facebook. And they all, you know, they all wanted to add me. And I was kind of like, man, I moved 3,000 miles away from you people for a reason. I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Not everybody. some.
Just only
but now
a
they
few.
Want to be friends. Only a few.
And they know who they are.
That's right. It's so true. That's funny. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, and it's cool. And it's great for a band like you because you can get the single, especially with a business plan of releasing singles, you can get that out there. People in Brazil are buying your single. You know what I mean? Because they, 20 minutes after you release it. How cool is that? It used to not be that way.
No, not at all. And that's the thing. Social media, the internet, it gives us instant access, which is very important because there's a possibility that it's, you know, there were times where I would, before there was iTunes and stuff, I wanted something at the Barnes and Nobles or like the Tower Record Store and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I would have to wait for my mom or my aunt to get it for me for Christmas or my birthday. And this now, exactly. You can get it. You could just get it. You can get right there. And then you also have this personalized. It's all, you know, people feel close to you and then you feel close to them.
Absolutely. And you're probably like me because I know you like really cool music and kind of eclectic music and whatnot. I find, you know, I like weird stuff. I shouldn't say weird, but stuff that isn't out in the mainstream, I should say, a lot of it. And, you know, before you'd have to search. And I mean, there was multiple trips to record stores, you know, and going in the back of the record store. Hopefully it's under a pile of something. Now I can find it on, and, you know, some guy in Minsk has it and send that over. And with the rise of Amazon, too, you know, that takes that instant mm-hmm. gratification. I mean, yeah, it's 2 days, but the other day, this happened to me. I was looking at one of our fish tanks. I'm like, man, I need to clean that fish tank. I'm like, oh, I'm out of filters. I could go to the pet store and buy some more fish tank filters, or I can go on Amazon and I'll clean it in 2 days. That's what I did.
There you go. Exactly. No,
it's
amazing.
It's so
amazing.
True.
The access we have.
Yeah.
You know? I'm able to buy things for, you know, online for Dynamos, for wardrobe and stuff. I can order anything from anywhere that I want. And it's great. It's really great. So.
Absolutely. Well, it's very cool. And, you know, I'm looking at the time and we're getting about down to it, Nadia. Man, Stainless, folks, you got to pick it up. Now, Stainless is available, right? People can buy it. It's on wherever they buy digital music. It's out.
Yes.
Correct?
Anywhere. Yep.
Awesome.
You can get it and just go through the website. It links you to everything. I recommend the website for everyone to go and links you to wherever you can get the music, wherever you want to go on social media.
Absolutely.
For us and all that stuff. Hands down, dynamomusic.com.
That's right. And it's and read all about the band. We should mention the rest of the band. We're just focusing on Nadia, you know. I mean, My
oh,
fault,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Band.
That's right. You know, it's not Nadia and the Dynamos. It's just Dynamo. But no, we have to mention Nadia. You're going to have to help me with Jacob and Ian's last name, man, because I'm thinking I'm going to say it wrong. Jake and Medea on lead guitar.
Jacob Maeda.
There you go.
Maeda.
Ian.
And our lead guitar is Nakazawa.
That's right. Nakazawa, yeah. Very. And Carlos mm-hmm. on also on guitar.
Yes.
And then
Carlos
Elliot
Ferreira. We have Nick Shod on bass, our bassist and music director. We have Carlos Ferreira guitar. We have Jacob Maeda guitar. And they both have leads. And we have Ian Nakazawa on drums. And then Elliot Ornstein, our creative director. So
nice. How mm-hmm. about that, folks?
And then Nadia,
very, very.
I guess.
And Nadia, little Nadia, you know, she does more than run the merch booth. Mm-hmm. No, she doesn't run the merch booth at all. She's the face of the Dynamo.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. spelled LAPOTHICAIREUNIQUE.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Nadia, one of the things that inspires, I find so inspirational about you and the whole band, Dynamos in general, is you guys get the ball down the court. You guys know how to hustle, and you constantly do that and consistently do that. There's so many days when I get up and I'm like, man, I don't know if I want to do it today. I might want to lay on the couch and eat a tube of saltine crackers. But then I think about Nadia, and I don't. I'm like, Nadia's out there working. I better get to work myself.
I'll do that once a season I'll do it. You know, four times a year.
Really?
There you go.
You have an off day? Do you have an off, take an off day? I gotcha.
Once a season is what I do, yeah. Anyway,
I gotcha.
Sorry to interrupt
you. What is one of your favorite non-musical things to do? I hate the word guilty pleasure because you shouldn't feel guilty about it. It's something you dig doing. But I'm just curious, something we might not know about.
Ooh. Well, I do love cooking. I haven't been cooking as much lately. What I have been doing more of is I've actually been drawing, doing some visual art. And
nice.
I love it. Yes. I don't know why. It just hits me from the sky or something, and then I got a nice sketch pad, and I love using pastels, and I love getting my fingers dirty with the chalk, and I just draw, and I've been feeling a lot of that lately. So I've been drawing a lot more than I have in a while, which I'm excited about. It motivates me too musically in a weird way. I don't know how it correlates, but it does. So
that's cool.
It's fun.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps those creative muscles flexed, you know, and I think that's so important. So important.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, best, you know, break a leg with the upcoming show. That's going to be fantastic. And folks, again, that's in Long Beach, May 19th. If you're in the area, get out there. It's definitely well worth I would love to see Dynamos live. Man, just from the videos, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Fun band, you know? Cool stuff. And Nadia, keep doing what you're doing, man. You're so good at it.
Thank you, Jamie. Same to you. And I had fun talking with you today. Most definitely. This is always fun.
I did as well. It always inspires me. And I can't wait until the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So
same,
break a leg
same.
At the show and just keep doing all you're doing, man. It's really cool to see. And ladies and gentlemen, be sure to get over to Dynamo's Facebook page, all their social media. I can't stress it enough. For those not in the music or entertainment business, it is so important to like and share their pages. Because what happens, and people don't know this, Nadia probably doesn't deal with a lot of this personally, but there's somebody on her team who does. When they start booking venues and stuff like that, that's the first thing that comes up. What's the engagement? They want to know those numbers. So if you like a band, show your support. It doesn't cost you anything. Like their page. Very important. Very important. And you can see all the cool stuff, you know, on the Dynamos page, Facebook page, and you guys are on Instagram. Oh, yeah, they're on everything. And you get to see all the cool stuff and behind the scenes, what have you. Matter of fact, here's a picture of Nadia with a flannel shirt tied around her waist. I can't believe it, Nadia. You're kind of grunged out looking there, but it looks cool. You make that look real good.
That's just behind the scenes stuff, you know. It's my channel, basically.
I just wonder if you have enough chains on that wallet. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing you. You punk rocker, you.
There's never enough, you know. Got to keep track. So.
That's right. Fantastic. Well, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today, which, man, I had fun today. I really enjoyed doing the show today. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms, and including up for free. We're supposed to call it Apple Podcasts now, but it's iTunes on their podcast page. If you are listening to the show in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review over there. What that does is it keeps us up at the top of the page. And that just really annoys all of my ex-girlfriends. No, I'm kidding. I doubt they even notice. But no, it's our advertisers like it. Makes my life a lot easier. So very, very cool. We will be back tomorrow. We've got just a heck of a show tomorrow, too. We've at Granny's House. That's right. It's a new horror movie that's come out. And we have the star of that on, Bill, and Bill Obrist Jr., actually, will be on the show tomorrow night, or tomorrow evening, 5 in the East Coast here. That'll be 3 on the West Coast tomorrow afternoon for you guys out there, everywhere else in between. Very, very cool. We will see you then. Nadia, thanks again for being on the show. I really appreciate it. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you too, Jamie. So are you. I have fun. Thank you so much.
Very, very cool. Oh, hey, before I forget, ladies and gentlemen, before I forget, today's show, big shout out to Miles High Productions. They're, I think I said that right. Did I? Yes, production, right? Miles High Productions. They are just the best in the business. If you're in a band or doing a creative project or something, you need help on the PR side of things, well, I don't know, man. Get a hold of Miles High because those people help make it happen. Very, very cool people. I've worked with them for a couple of years now, and they are just fantastic. Good, good people. Okay, I'm out of here. Nadia, have a great rest of your Tuesday, and you know, doing what you're doing, rehearsing and all that, I imagine.
Oh yeah,
cool.
A lot of that happening right after this.
Nice. Well, we will talk to you soon. Have a good day, everybody. Bye.
Also, folks, as we close the show out, we're going to play Dynamo's last single, which is called Knowledge. It's a fantastic single, and I wanted to get it in there, but we ran out of time. So I'm going to add it in now as we close the show out. So here it is, Dynamo's Knowledge. Check it out.
Favorite drink. Sometimes I suspect you even know just what I think. You know when I'm feeling up and when I'm feeling down. You know when I'm ready to go out and paint the town. Well, you can look right through these eyes and see what I can see, but there's a lot you don't know about me. There's a lot to think you know. Oh, babe, I'm gonna show you mystery. There are places you can't go. Oh, just to let you know you don't know me.
Pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.